Coming up on the 20-Minute Morning Show, R&B great Keith Washington talks about his upcoming episode on TV1's Unsung this Sunday at 9 p.m.
Loving you all through the night. You're not here.
First of all, Keith Washington, I did not know that you lived in my hometown, Charlotte, North Carolina, for a brief period.
I love Charlotte, man. I'm telling you, Charlotte was a blessing to me, brother.
Wow.
And I always will have love for Charlotte, man, and the people there. Charlotte was a blessing and perhaps saved my life. You know, me being from Detroit and so forth, but Charlotte gave me peace and serenity and focus.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I owe all Charlotte, North Carolina. And one of my good friends lived there that wrote Kissing You With Me, Rodney Shelton, he lives there. He's also featured on Unsung.
Wow.
And
wow.
He actually wrote Kissing You With Me and my ex-wife at the time, my wife, Marsha.
Wow, man. Mm-hmm. That was a blessing. I said, okay, I feel that special connection with my brother. Because in 1991, you released Kissing You. It was a number one Billboard R&B hit. And you were writing that song for Anita Baker, Keith.
My intentions was to write that song for Anita.
Yeah.
And she didn't even know it because I've known her. You know, she was in a group called Chapter 8 that one of my cousins was in. So I've known her before she had records out. And I always thought she had a unique voice. And when she became successful with that voice, me being a writer, I was like, you know, I'm going to write something for her. So Kissing You was just one of those songs that I had in mind. And really, to be honest, man, when executives would, like, hear my music, I would fast-forward the tape so they would get it.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, man. I would fast-forward, and then one of the records, they'd say, wait, what's that? This song I'm writing. Hopefully I can get it to Anita, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And he said, let me hear it. Because truthfully, I had a couple other things, and Kissing You was not one of them, to be honest.
Just with that sequence of events, it tells me how unselfish you are. And people probably thought the opposite of you as you were coming up in the music business. Did you find that to be true?
People that knew me know that I had a good heart and I was a caring person and I was willing to share my talent. They knew that, a lot of people. But I'm pretty sure there was some that thought selfish is the way to go when it comes to being successful. You know, keep all the goods for yourself. In this case, I saw opportunities and I can lay hands on certain people that was already successful. So I was like, I'm a writer. Let me see if I can place music. And I thank Mr. Sonny Moore that lives in Charlotte, North Carolina, for allowing me and making that phone call to me to ask me to come by his house because Freddie was working on a new record. And I was blessed to be a part of it. Now, owe that to Sonny Moore, man, and Paul Lawrence. But
yeah.
At the end of the day, some people perhaps may have thought I was selfish because I was focused. You know, sometimes when you focus, you ain't got time for nothing else.
That's
you know,
right. That's
I'm,
right.
I'm trying to win. I'm trying to make a difference. And, you know, I'm the hell with all that going out partying and this and that and the other. But, you know, I was just about my career, man.
You know, I think a lot of people thought that because, you know, pretty boy Keith Washington, you know, he's a ladies' man. This cat is on another level, man. He ain't thinking about us like that, but it's the exact opposite because of your heart.
I'm a hood boy from Detroit, man. I know what it is to want. I know what it is to have, but not have, or whatever you want to call it, to hustle. I've done it all, and I understand the fact that being humble.
Yes.
It's gracious, man.
Yes.
The blessings of God. So I don't allow myself to go beyond my means with my character or my characteristics. I'm not that dude.
Yes, sir.
I'm just, what you see is what you get, man.
Keith, did you get your start singing in the church?
I was not the guy that sung in church in the choir.
Okay.
I tried that one time. My grandmother wanted me to go to her church. My grandmother said, I'm going to put you in the choir. I was like, if I ain't singing in front of it, I ain't singing.
Right, right.
She said, what do you mean singing? I want to be in the lead.
Right.
The guy had me at the piano singing, and I was just, he was telling me. And one thing I can say about the church, one thing I can honestly say,
yes,
that I learned harmony.
Mm.
I can say that because I got stuck in the background. You
right.
know what I mean?
Right, right.
The nerve of me thinking I'm coming to Christ or go to God's house and just lead the church. You know, you crawl before you walk. But that only lasts about a week.
Yes,
and
sir.
Then, you know, I couldn't do it. You know, but as far as trying to sing in a choir, you know?
Yes, sir.
But for the most part, I have some type of background when it comes to my social with the Christians and so on and so forth, yes.
That's right. Now Keith, I didn't get a chance to get into the latter part of the unsung story, but I know when we see it on Sunday, we're going to hear about your depression and how you came out of that. Can you briefly talk about that for a minute?
My experience, man, you know, losing my mom, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the way I lost my mom.
Yeah.
Sometimes when you're drowning in depression, you don't even know what's happening to you. You don't know what's
That's
happening.
Deep, man.
But those that know what's happening to you. And I guess I was a victim of that, you know. And man, it's crazy, man. But at the end of the day, man, losing my mom lost a sense of who I was, and it took family and prayer to allow me to try to find myself and help me find myself again, you know. Because truthfully, I destroyed a marriage that was wonderful,
wow.
You know.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was doing everything under the sun, you know, and not caring. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And that's not what my mother would want from me.
Right.
You know, and I knew that.
Yeah.
But she was my rock, everything. And every man that has a mother or lost a mother know what I'm talking
yes,
about.
Yes, sir. Brother, I know what you, that's why I'm kind of choked up here, man, because I think about my parents and my mother, father, and my brother. All of them are gone. And when you said sometimes we seep into a depression and we don't even know that we're going in that direction. You know what I'm saying? And you don't do the things you used to do. And in my radio career, when certain things happen to you, you don't know how to recover. Thank God that you have your beautiful family around you, man. That's what I was loving about watching you guys. You got a big family, man. They love you, man.
And you know what, man? We as people, we have some sense of love for ourselves. We self-find it too. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What the hell am I doing? Mm. You know, how many times we said that? What the hell am I doing? You know, I got to pull it together. And then sometimes you have to have that sense of you know, I can do this, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I can't even imagine. I mean, listen, bro.
Yeah.
I mean, from wanting to just roll up in the water at Belle Isle and just roll my car in the water, you know, and all that, because my mother, everything to me, bro.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Everything.
Right.
I did everything that I wanted to do because we had not. You know what I mean? And all the time she was with me when I was 6 years old singing in these clubs and looking in the audience, and my mama saying, go ahead, baby, you can do this.
Wow. Go ahead.
You know, to see that and to live with that for the rest of your life and it's taken away. Yes, I know we all will go because we are here to live and also to die. That's just a part of the rotation of what we're in. But I don't want to get too much into that, but that's part of what we talked about and a lot of other things they will hear about. We also just featured one of the songs that's on a new CD. People get a chance to hear that, and that will soon be released shortly after Unsung.
Okay.
So, you know, Unsung have allowed me a platform despite what people may say about Unsung, but it gives us an opportunity to be seen, to be heard, and to let people know where we are and where we're going.
Man, I loved it, man. Just seeing you with your family and how much they love you and how much passion that you all have for each other did something for me, because the Black family is not showcased on television anymore, and I was very appreciative of that. And Keith Washington, man, the new season, of course, Unsung, is going to be off the chain this Sunday at 9 p.m., this April the 11th. Make sure we watch it. Keith Washington and the Washington family are going to tell their story about this great R&B great, Keith Washington. And real quick, man, what's a positive motivational word that you can give the people coming out of what you've come through and you still ascending up into the upper echelons of success in the entertainment industry? What could you tell people not to give up on themselves, brother?
Dreams are only dreams. You know what I mean? You got to manifest your dreams to reality. You have to. If you believe in yourself, stay true to yourself. It's not how you start, it's how you end up, you know?
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, I tell everybody, keep believing.
Mm.
I mean, so many people have turned me down. So many people said I couldn't do it. So many people thought I would be in jail. So many people just gave up on me coming up. But as long as you don't give up on yourself, but know your craft.
Yeah.
Know your craft. Know your craft. Don't just wake up and say, I'm going to sing and go try to do it and you ain't got a voice. Understand who and what you are before you go any further. Bottom line.
Man, that's deep. That's good stuff, man. Thank you, Keith Washington, man. May God continue to bless you, brother. We look for great things for you coming out of this pandemic. And, you know, we all just trying to survive this COVID-19. Talk about that for a minute. How has this changed your life with the COVID-19 real quick?
Man, let me tell you something. I'm just so blessed, and I don't say this from a selfish perspective and making fun of what people going through or saying it just out of because, but we are all blessed, first of all.
Yeah.
But I'm just so blessed to be in a position to know that this time off has given me the opportunity to continue writing my life story in a book form. You know, I built a recording studio in my house.
Wow.
All these things that I wanted that I didn't have the time, would save money now, and the producers come to my house and record like the new record we're doing and so on and so forth. So it's giving me time also to meditate and to really think and slow down. And slow down and just understand what we're dealing with, man. We are in a place right now that we never thought we'd be in.
Thinking of you, that's all I seem to do. When you're not here, I long to hold you near. Baby, this time, together we must spend. Holding you close, taking time to let you know.
The 20-Minute Morning Show is a podcast production of BJ Murphy Media and UIN, Urban Internet News. The show is written and produced by BJ Murphy and executive producers Saber Robinson and Alexandria Davis. From our studios in Charlotte, North Carolina, our contributors are Sean, Sunday, AK, and Brooklyn Alexander. Check out more episodes on our website at 20minuteshow.com.
Loving you all through the night.